I am Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things.
Spooky things.
But most of all, we like
self-care.
Self-care for yourself.
For yourself.
Self-care. Do self-care. What did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, what did I do? I like got up early and went to yoga and went to one of my friend's classes that I haven't seen since like 2020.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I saw that she was subbing for someone and I was like, ooh, I'm going to come to your class. So
might as well.
Yeah. So I got up early and went and saw her and it was just like good to like reconnect. And I don't know. We were like desk buddies because we had classes that were back to back.
Yeah.
For like years. And then after 2020, everything just
changed.
Sucked.
Wait, what happened during 2020? Anything crazy?
So yeah, it was just like good to see her and like catch up and I don't know. It was interesting.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, I'm just going to go over what happened like over the past month because we haven't recorded.
Right.
The bachelorette party.
Correct.
So much fun.
It was awesome.
We went to Glenwood Springs. I want to go there again. I want to go there always.
I go there all the time.
Well, the, like, little, like, tube thing was so fun.
That was super fun. It was, like, a ride.
And you, like, got around me somehow. I don't know how that happened. I kept getting stuck in the whirlpools. It was bullshit. Yeah. You were like, bye! And I'm like, all right. Whatever.
Yeah, it was pretty good bachelorette party, I would say.
It was fun.
Not to, like, toot my own horn for helping your sister plan it, but
have you seen the new espresso thing with SNL?
Oh, the Domingo thing? Yes.
I was just like, ha. And then I showed Keith thinking it was hilarious. And he's like, this is concerning. I was like,
it's hilarious.
No, it's really funny. Just kidding, Matt. You know we love you.
So good.
We'll recap the other thing that happened next week. So, but yeah, that was like really fun thing that happened. So that was good time. So it was like, we haven't really talked about that. That was really fun though.
Yeah, that was a fun time.
The killers were incorporated. Good job. Had to be.
Had to be.
I mean, it'd be weird if it wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kim's favorite things.
Hashtag.
Hashtag. Well, what are you going to tell me about?
So the other day, and by the other day, I have no idea. We have not recorded in a month and a half, guys. So if we're a little rusty, that's why. I was on TikTok and there was like a video of like most dangerous cities in Colorado. Have you seen those? Like the ones were like top 10.
Yeah.
So there was.
And I always watch them because I'm like, that's not true.
They don't do that. When they said Aurora, I was like, uh-huh. Aurora was number two. Anyway, so number 10 was Grand Junction.
Oh my God.
My mom was born and raised in Grand Junction and like grew up there and I like sent it to her. I was like, you just need to watch number 10.
Okay.
So we were just talking about it. And then I was like, well, if you think about it, like the most notorious serial killer killed in Grand Junction, Ted Bundy. And my mom was like, oh yeah. And Christopher Wilder. And I was like,
who's that?
Well, that's who I'm going to talk about this week. Yeah. Okay. It was like, I was like, Christopher Wilder. And this is a trigger warning. There's so much sexual assault. So if that is something that gets to you, I know. But it's important we like talk about it.
Oh, no, for sure.
Yeah. So I just want a trigger warning. There's a lot of sexual assault. If that's something that you can't listen to, kindly listen to the week before or next week. But I do want to mention that
at the top
before we like get into it. All right. So Christopher Wilder, I used so many different sources. And the fact that we haven't heard, because I said the name, like, you've definitely heard of him. And I might refer to him as Chris Wilder, but... Sure. But the fact that we haven't heard about this guy is just insane to me. He is like that notorious creep really? That we make fun of, like with the white van. Like he looks like that guy with like the cul-de-sac, like creepy. God. Yeah, but so many people are like, he was very charming. And I'm like,
that's bad.
Yeah. All right. And it's going to kind of be a list because he kind of went on a spree.
Oh, God.
Spree situation.
Oh, no.
So...
Buckle up.
Buckle up, buckaroos. Please tell me you know that one.
I was going to say buttercup, and I'm like, that's not right.
But have you seen the South Park where they like Caitlyn Jenner, every time she drives, she's like, buckle up, buckaroos. No. It's my favorite
thing in the really world. Haven't like kept up with South Park, This is like
7 years ago.
Oh, really?
Then like not recent. I don't know what's going on with South Park.
I have no idea.
I wonder if they've referenced Cass Bonita. Anyways. So, he is also referred to as the beauty queen killer.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. Yep. And we will list our sources. There's an FBI page on him.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
This guy is, like, for real, for
real. He is not a good guy. Oh. And he and Ted Bundy were in Grand Junction, so that should tell you something about Grand Junction, and it was only number 10 on the list, so.
I have a Grand Junction story that I, like, have in my, like... queue of things I'm gonna tell you. It's not this one, obviously, but
okay. I was like oh no, are we both
to... no it's a different one.
Grand Junction is wild, like it's wilder, yeah. If you will, just kidding. Anyways, so Christopher Wilder was born on March 13th 1945 in Sydney, New South Wales. He was the oldest of four sons, and his dad was Coley Chapman Wilder, and he was like a naval officer, and he was the American, and his mom was the Australian, and she was June Wilder. And yeah, like I said, his dad was an American, his mom was Australian, and his dad was in the armed forces, so obviously like he was moving around the U.S. Oh,
yeah
because that's what happens a lot, because a lot of people are like, well, why was he on Australia? I'm like, naval forces.
Sure.
So that's how the two met, was just he was stationed over there, and Chris actually had dual citizenship in the United States and Australia, which that's kind of cool, but he's not. So when he was 17, he was living in Florida because he was moving. He was like all over the place.
Yeah.
But I think if you have dual citizenship, I think you're kind of like comfortable being in many different places. And at 17, he was in Florida, and he assaulted a 13-year-old girl.
Oh, my God.
And when he was caught, they actually decided, this is supposed because there is no, like, proof.
Okay.
But this is what he said, that they gave him electric shock therapy.
Oh, no.
Because they thought that would help him, you know, get rid of his sexual tendencies.
I mean, that timeline does kind of track for that. 1,000%.
Yeah. And in that time, they didn't know, like, you know, this was, let me do the math. This was like the 60s.
Yeah.
So I
mean, they definitely were still doing that shit.
Yeah, definitely. And
like sexual deviance.
I'm not going to mention who, but one of my friends was a lesbian, and her parents decided to give her electroshock therapy.
In like today's current age, is that allowed?
10 years ago.
What?
Yeah.
Is that legal?
I don't know. But she said, God. And then she was dark humor about it. She's like, guess what? Still definitely a lesbian. I was like, well, yeah dude.
You don't just like shock your sexuality out of you.
I know. Like, she had a good sense of humor about it. But I was like, God. That's so fucked that
wow
your family did that. But yeah. So, but he said that's what they did. But who knows if that's what they did, because like, this guy's gross. But there has not been proof, because I looked into this, that electroshock therapy has cured anyone.
Well, there's no proof of it. Yeah, it's not like an actual therapy.
Exactly.
It's literally just shocking. Well, I was wondering
if there was
people.
Something it maybe helped, like motor skills or something.
It's like lobotomies, where they're like, we'll just like pick your brain about it with an ice pick and you'll be fine. Like,
I was just curious because 10 years ago they were still doing it. So I was like, is there like anything it helps?
Any fucking evidence that it's a thing?
Yeah, because I didn't want to say it doesn't help anything. And people are like, actually, it helps, blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, well, I stand corrected. Anyways, so if anything, the electric shock therapy just fueled his anger more. He was just angry. Sure.
Well, and traumatized him, probably.
Absolutely.
Like, are you fucking
traumatized
kidding me?
And angry.
Yeah.
Like, yikes. And around the age of 23, so 6 years later, Chris ended up marrying a woman in 1968. And they ended up only being married for a week. Because right after they were married, he was questioned in a sexual assault that happened at Manly Beach. And Manly Beach was a beach in Australia that was like heavily populated by younger people. But if you remember, I said that he was a citizen of Australia and the United States. And at this point, not only was he being questioned and she's like, yikes, but he was also trying to constantly seduce her mom and her sister.
The victim?
His wife.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Sorry. So there was a totally separate victim at the beach?
Yeah. That they was don't, not they his don't wife. Get into the victim.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And
yes.
Then his with his wife, she's saying that he's trying to seduce her sister
so not,
and mom?
So not only is he being questioned, like that'd make you go, oh, fuck, he's being questioned. Like, obviously, he's doing something sketchy. Okay. And then on top of that, he's also trying to seduce your mom and your sister.
Oh, hell no.
Could you imagine if Steven, just pretend you and Steven just met, because I'm your sister now. And could you imagine if Steven was like trying to seduce me
and
Colleen?
My mom?
Like, no.
Absolutely not. Goodbye.
Yeah. Like, 1,000%.
What
so,
a piece of shit.
If that wasn't enough, because clearly that's not enough.
Oh my God.
She also found a briefcase.
Uh-oh.
And it says in the car, it says in the closet, who knows where, but it was him. Either full way, of naked women in his car.
Ah! Were they tied up?
There was yes and no. Okay. It was kind of like they didn't really get into it. It was just naked women in
naked
provocative
women.
Poses. So
wow.
But, you know, because if that's not enough.
Wait, question. Were these like photos he had taken or these are like nudie magazines? Because I feel like he could be like easily one of those guys that's like, just based off of the little that I know about him, that he's like, hey, I'm a photographer. You should come with me and I'll take pictures of you. You know?
You know what?
Gives
shut
that
your
vibes.
Mouth. Shut your mouth right
oh,
now.
Okay. It's giving like, that kind of vibe. Like, he seems like he sucks.
So if that's not enough,
okay,
which it should
more,
be enough.
There's more.
He tried to kill her.
The wife?
Yeah.
Why?
Fuck if I know.
Oh my God.
So
there's
she,
no reasoning with
yeah.
this man.
In a week? That's insane. Good for her.
This
for
is all in
out.
A week?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He had a busy week.
Girl, bye.
Yeah.
Get
so
out of
luckily,
there.
Luckily, she got out.
Okay, good. Good for her.
So as a side note, in 1969, he tried to extort sex from a nurse in Australia. And unfortunately, the charges were dropped. Because she didn't want to come face to face with him. And they're like, you have to testify and look at his face. And she's like, no, that's scary. And they're like,
well, sex
charges
sex.
Are getting dropped. He
wow.
seems like a good guy.
Boo.
Yeah. So clearly things were not going well for him in Australia.
He's doing great things.
So he decided to come to the United States full time.
Oh my God.
And he actually lived quite close to Palm Beach, Florida, which is kind of like a more affluent area in Florida. Like,
okay.
Yeah, living the high life. And he got into the real estate business. And in the 70s, late 60s, that time,
uh-huh.
It was not hard to sell property. Like, especially
well, yeah.
like in pretty
people
areas.
Could just, like, buy properties.
It was a bag of flour.
And a goat.
Like, you guys have it easy. And we're like, adjust for inflation. It still doesn't make sense. It's still, like, triple. But whatever. So he also, at this point, developed a really big interest in photography.
Oh, God.
Which actually plays a big role in this story.
Oh, no.
Because he uses photography skills a lot in committing his disgusting acts, and one of his rooms in his house was converted to a dark room for developing photos.
Oh, no.
So I'm like in the middle researching this. I did this over a period of a few days, mm-hmm. and I like pretty much stopped at the developing photos. I was like, I just need a night to like collect myself. So later that evening, Keith and I were like talking about like how we want to buy a bigger house eventually. Mm-hmm. And Keith's like, you know, we could have a room for developing photos.
Dude.
And I was like, I took absolutely photos,
like, not. I don't know. For some people, film is like so cool and whatever, but like, honestly, when I took a photography class in college, like for my art degree, that was the worst fucking class ever. I hate film. I hate photography.
It's a lot.
It's not that I, like, I love taking pictures. Don't get me wrong. I hate developing film.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
It is an art.
And you do one fucking thing wrong, it's all fucked.
You fucked up everything. Yeah.
Your entire role is gone. What a fucking waste of time. God, I hated that class so much.
I don't have an interest in photography, but I can understand the people who do, because, like, but the technology now, it's like, you don't really need to learn that kind of stuff. But no. Again, this was in the 60s, like, 70s.
I respect it,
yeah,
but I hate it.
So he was converted to a dark room, and he did really well in real estate, so he had, like, some money.
So yeah, I'm sure, because he's a lying liar, and he's charismatic.
Yeah, unfortunately. So at this point in the 1970s, particularly 1971 to 1975, he was just constantly luring women in on the false pretenses of, I'm a photographer, I want to take your picture. And he would sexually assault them.
Oh my God.
Or he would force them to take off their clothes. And just keep in mind, pretty much every person that I mentioned was sexually assaulted by him.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I think one person was not.
He's the fucking worst.
Yeah. Everyone was sexually assaulted by him.
Wow.
And the only thing that really happened to Christopher at this time was he did become like a violent sexual predator. And in 1977, because he kept offending over and over and over again, they...
But like no consequences for him, right? Because
well,
like...
Well, he was on the registry. Like, so,
oh, okay.
So that is like...
So there were some where he like actually did get some sort of consequence.
Yes, but it was like, he's got so much going for him. And I'm like,
we can't ruin his life. He's a real estate agent.
He had 20 minutes of action.
Oh my God.
Brock Turner, the rapist, who goes by Brock Allen Turner. Now it goes by Allen Turner. You know, Brock Turner, the rapist.
The rapist.
Anyways, they weren't even able to narrow down how many women he had sexually assaulted because the number was just too high. And if a woman turned him down, he would just go to another woman or he would just like
force it.
Mm-hmm.
That's really scary.
Yeah. But in 1977, a psychologist said that he was a danger to society and he should be in a residential program because he couldn't fucking help himself.
Oh,
he was consistently doing sexual offenses. Did he go to a residential program?
Of course not.
No. He was too smart.
Why would they do that?
No, that would ruin his life. So in 1982, he had gone to visit his parents in Australia. His dad was still living there. And during this time he's in Australia, he sexually assaulted two 15-year-old girls by luring them on the false pretenses of, you can become a model, follow me.
Oh my God.
And he sexually assaulted them. He would tell women, like, if you come with me and take your photo, you'll be in
Vogue.
You'll
make it big. Yeah. Dude.
And the parents posted bail for him, and he was able to return back to Florida, where he continued sexually assaulting women.
Jesus.
Now, if this is your first time listening to true crime, you may not know this, but a lot of people know that a lot of times people start ramping up what they do. It starts with sexual assault, and then, you know, shit starts getting ramped up. It always ramps up.
Always escalates.
So, at this point in the story, he didn't murder people. He was a violent sexual predator and he was disgusting, but no one had actually died by his hand. But as we know, things always change. So late January, February 1984, so 2 years later after he visited his parents, he had his sights on a woman named Rosario Teresa Gonzalez. She was a spokesmodel for the Miami Grand Prix. He raced cars.
Okay.
I was like, oh, okay, cool. So that's why I'm assuming he was
that's
there.
How, yeah, mm-hmm. he knew her.
And he had like, been eyeing her for a while. And at one point, the women broke for lunch and Rosario had headed to her car and he had been sitting in his car watching her and he jumped out of the car and he was like, I just want to let you know you're beautiful. She actually ended up flashing her engagement ring to him.
She's like, thanks.
To show that she was taken. And he was like, No, not like that. Clearly, you're a model. You know what you're doing. I want to give you more modeling contracts.
Oh, my God.
And he was like, come with me. and we'll take your pictures and you'll be able to continue doing this. And she ended up going with him.
Hmm.
But, I mean, she was like, I'm going to lunch. And he's like, no, 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 come with me instead. And he was like, fine. And they ended up seeing her leaving with a guy in his 30s. And that was the last time anyone saw Rosario.
Oh, my God. They never mm-hmm. found her?
So, I'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
So, March 5th, Elizabeth and Kenyon, who... Elizabeth Kenyon, sorry, Anne Kenyon. My writing is horrible. She was a Miss Florida finalist and actually had dated Christopher in the past, uh-oh. Even to the point where he had proposed to her, but she was 23 and he was 40. And she was like, we're just too far away in age.
Yeah.
And the last time she was seen was at a gas station with Christopher.
Oh, God.
And I don't remember the date, but they did find Rosario just at an abandoned field
a few days later.
Yeah. So on March 18th, that was March 5th when he got with Elizabeth Kenyon. Like I said, I'm just going to name names and kind of tell the story. So on March 18th, Christopher did his modus operandi of talking to women and showing his camera to them to show that he was a photographer and he could make them famous beyond the cover of Vogue. And that week he ran into Teresa Ann Ferguson at the mall in Florida. Remains of her were found March 23rd at Canaveral Groves. On March 20th, which is dude, 2 days after talking to Teresa.
Like, day after day. Like, this is insane.
And we don't know this story.
Oh, my God.
So, March 20th, 2 days after talking to Teresa and murdering her, he went to another mall in Florida and he did his usual thing of talking to a woman named Linda Grover about being a model. And a lot of these women were between the age of 17 and 20.
Which is, like, you're so young. Like,
so young.
And, like, I was talking about that earlier. Like, we've all... Now this is almost like he is the source of that, like, urban legend of, like, don't go with some guy who says he's going to take photos of you in the fucking mountains.
He's like, the reason he's why. The guy. He is the guy.
Yeah, but, like, but in their time, nameless. They didn't know that. Like, that's not, like, a thing to be aware of because he was doing it then.
My mom...
That's so scary.
Told me the story, and I'll tell you which one she told me about, like, of something he did. And my mom was like, if a man thinks, my mom's like, you're very pretty. Don't get me wrong. She's like, but if a guy comes up to you and says, you're very pretty, do you want to be a model? She's like, do not go with him.
Hell no.
Because of this fucking dude. Because of that guy. Yeah. But she, like, obviously I was younger, and she said this at a young age, which I think you should.
Yeah.
I think it's smart to tell people at a young age. Well, because when you're young, my friends,
you're naive.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to believe that people have the best intentions and they just don't.
They don't have good intentions. So 2 days later, he was talking to a woman named Linda Grover about being a model, and she was actually not interested at all. She was like, no, thank you. And he didn't like being rejected. He was very rarely rejected. And he followed her throughout the mall.
Oh, God.
She's like, wow, this is weird. And she decided to leave. And unfortunately, when she was leaving, there was no one around, and he came up behind her and threw her into the trunk of his car. And the entire time, she was banging on the back of the trunk, you know, like,
oh, my God. That is literally, like, nightmare. Like,
yeah,
that scenario is so nightmarish. Like, what do you do, you know?
This is why I don't like going anywhere alone. Like,
you just have to be, like, so aware, and even when you are aware, like, and you try to remove yourself from the situation, like, if that's even so if there's scary.
People around, it doesn't, like, the bystander effect,
yeah, like, doesn't even mean if there's people around,
it doesn't mean people are, because they're like, someone else will call 911. So he threw into the back of his trunk and he just turned his music up.
Oh my God.
And my question is, like, did anyone hear her banging? Like, he didn't hear her because he turned up his music, but, like, right, I wonder,
but
if anyone...
I wonder if other people did, but they're probably just like, oh, that guy's got, like, a shitty car or something, you know?
But no, he did anything, like I said, bystander effect. And he took her to a motel, and this is where he really ramped it up.
Oh, God.
He, okay, this is what my mom warned me about when I was little, but she didn't tell me the extent of it. She said he's super glitterized.
Oh,
and that's what she told me. She said, you need to be careful, and she told me about that story. Like, when I was 12, my mom's not telling me this at 5, but she's just like...
But it's enough to, like, scare you to be aware, right?
Well, and I think my mom knew I was a weird, like, kid that was like
super glue. What do you even do with that? Like, so, how do you even, like,
okay, so he he took her to a motel. He assaulted her. Ugh. And he actually ended up tying her legs and her hand, and he would electrocute her for, like, some sick, weird pleasure.
What the fuck?
He had super glued her eyes shut, which is, like, such a fucking nightmare.
Oh, my God.
Like, this entire thing.
Yeah.
This has an okay ending. But the fortunate thing was he didn't do it really well, so she was still partially able to see.
Okay, good.
But she was smart, and, like, he was, like, being distracted, so she would, like, untied herself, too.
Oh, my God. That's so smart.
So, he moved or something, and she ran into the bathroom,
uh-huh.
and he caught her right before she got into the bathroom, and he started beating the shit out of her.
God, that's so scary.
And she, like, punched him in the dick or something.
Good. Punch him in the dick.
Or his stomach or something, and then was able to close the door.
Okay.
And he was like, oh, fuck. And he left, and she survived.
Oh, my God.
So as much as I'm like, he ramped that shit up. He sexually assaulted her. He tied her up, electrocuted her, tortured the poor girl. She was such a fucking badass. And she's like,
oh, yeah.
I might as well fucking go for it.
Right.
And well, she mean, like, went for it, and she saved her own life.
Hell yeah. Oh my God. Because
she went to the bathroom and she was able to, and he was just like, this is scary. He took all of her stuff with him because, like, he threw her into the trunk of the car.
Right.
But she escaped with her life, which is.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Okay. In my notes, she poked him in the eye. Sorry. Oh, okay. I knew she did something. And yeah, he was nursing.
Well, that's
his
also
eye.
A good one. Like, poke yeah. in the eye, punch in the dick. You hey, gotta guys, disarm them somehow.
It's not a lot of pressure to pop out an eye.
Yeah, no, it's really not.
If somebody ever attacked me, I'm going straight for the eyes.
Straight for the eyeballs, dude. Yeah. I'm using my fucking nails, too.
Oh, yeah. I don't want you to be able to get those suckers back in.
Uh-uh.
I want you to be blind. Don't attack me or Danae. We're crazy. But, yeah, she was also, not only did she survive, she was able to help police officers.
Oh, that's exactly what I was thinking mm-hmm. next. I'm like, so she probably, like, because he obviously didn't wear, like, a mask or something. He was so bold, right? Like, yeah. he's just, like, doing this shit. And he'd been following her around.
And he had gotten away with sexually assaulting people because he had a bright fucking future.
Yeah, he, like, he thought that he could, you know, get away with it.
Yeah.
Good.
So, and she also knew what he sounded like.
Yes. And what was her name again? I'm sorry.
Her name is Linda Grover.
Linda Grover.
Good Linda job, Grover, Linda Grover. You're
my hero.
You're ridiculously awesome.
Yeah. Wow.
So, and we have actually talked to a survivor of one of our past stories. So it's yeah. like really important to like highlight how badass these people
well,
are.
Well, and how amazing that like she can be the person that kind of like helps bring justice to all these other women who weren't so lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Like mm-hmm. that's amazing.
They just needed an identifier. That's what
right,
they needed.
Cause like who the
they
fuck
knew
is this
what
guy?
Was happening. It was the same shit over and over yeah. again. They just needed to like figure it out. And she
oh,
was that.
God. I'm so glad that she got away.
Me too. So at this point, Christopher just decided to keep driving, you know, and he actually ended up in Texas.
Oh, God. Okay.
And the next day, March 21st.
Holy shit, dude.
He ran into Terry Diane Walden, and she was a mom, a wife, and a nursing student. And he did his old shtick of saying, hey, I'm a photographer and you're very beautiful. And if you come with me, let me take photos of you. Guess what? You're going to be really famous and on the cover of Vogue. And she was also not interested. However, and he was staying in Texas. 2 days later, he was at the mall and he saw her, and she had dropped off her children at school and just uh-huh. decided to go to the mall for like whatever reason.
Sure.
And he ended up abducting her.
Oh my God. He saw her again. What are the fucking chances?
Like, what a nightmare.
Oh my God.
He ended up sexually assaulting her and then stabbing her to death.
Whoa.
And he, at this point, assumed people were probably looking for his car. So he took her Mercury Cougar and started driving that around.
Oh, wow. Oh, God. That's dark.
On March 25th.
But also, like, what an idiot. It's, yeah. like, registered to her, you dumb.
But I don't think in the 80s that was as...
Sure.
Because, like, you could just sell a car and you, like, signed the title and that's it. So people were... Like, it just, it wasn't.
It's not as, like, quick and convenient not, to just, like, no. have the computers like we do now to be, like, where
yeah,
they can
didn't
look
have
up the
computers
license
like
plate.
Looking,
and,
yeah.
yeah. It's a lot more of a back-end process of manual shit.
Yeah.
But still, it's giving him time to get
but
away.
But think about it. They can get his license plate, but they know it doesn't belong to him, but then they're back to looking for it.
Yeah.
So that's like the hard part. So, my notes are fucked up. So on March 25th, he did the usual thing of taking his camera. As a photographer, I'll make you a model, to Suzanne Wendy Logan. She got into his car and they actually ended up driving 180 miles to Kansas.
Whoa.
They stopped at a roadside motel for the evening, and after breakfast, they had driven another 90 miles. And he ended up taking her to a reservoir and stabbing her to death. Okay.
So
she was fine being with him.
Yeah.
She like was like, yeah, let's go. Let's do this thing. Like, I got nothing going on. Let's
drive to fucking Kansas. And when they stayed the night, he didn't like assault her. He was still putting on the...
It doesn't get into it.
Okay.
But maybe she was consensually having sex with him because she thought he was a photographer. Who knows? Not stated, but she was fine with him. And he just said he was sick of her, so he stabbed her.
Sick of her? Oh my God. Like, she's a human.
Right? Ugh. Drop her off at a gas station, like, something.
What?
But yeah, he was just like, he got rid of somebody who actually like was like fine with driving with him.
That's so weird.
So weird.
And was like kind of
so
like,
so it's not like he's looking for companionship and he doesn't know what he's doing. Like, he just like was like, yeah, I was sick of her. I stabbed her. And like you said, there's she's just a no fucking empathy. Human.
Like, no empathy.
No
at all.
Empathy at all.
So no regard for human life.
The next victim is what sparked this story.
Okay.
So, Kansas is close to Colorado, and in my notes, I'm like, so this is what happens. So, because I, like, talk about my mom and I. So, Wilder took 18-year-old Sherilyn Bonaventura captive in Grand Junction on March 29th. That's 4 days after he was driving around with Suzanne. So, there's just so many victims. I'm like, I have to remember... And they were seen together at a diner in Silverton. And then they told staff they were heading to Vegas so she could be a model in Vegas.
Oh, God.
And there was a stop in Durango on the way. And on March 30th, which is the day later, they were seen at the Four Corners Monument. And then they stayed the night in Arizona just to kind of like on the way there.
This is crazy. Who just like... I'm sorry. How are you just like dropping everything to be like, yeah, I'm going to go be a model with this fucking stranger? Like, what?
A part of me is like, yeah, absolutely. You and me just aren't that kind of way. But another part of me is like, maybe he's that smooth.
Right.
That he made it like.
Where it's just like, yeah, yeah, we're going to go on a road trip.
Like,
together.
I wish I could be a fly like, on the wall when he's pitching this idea to women.
And like them being like, yeah. Okay, yeah, come with you know, you. Like he has to be so
smooth,
yeah,
but he's not and convincing. Smooth. He's creepy. So
oh, that's so scary.
On March 31st, again, he was sick of spending time with her, and he killed her.
You invited her,
and her body wasn't found until May 3rd.
Oh God,
a month and some change later.
Wow, like just drop them off.
Like, you don't need to do this.
It's really twisted.
So on on April 1st, the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to, like, put that into perspective because I'm, like, telling you the story, so it's because hard to keep.
It's literally, like, one after another.
Yeah.
Like, he's literally going on a spree.
And keep
like
in mind, we have not heard about this man.
Yeah, that's insane.
Excuse me. I said well, man, I meant monster. Maybe, we haven't heard about this monster.
I mean, I don't think I've... know him by name, but like the classic, like we were talking about photographer thing, like
yeah,
we know of him.
So like I was like, shut your mouth. So on April 1st, he abducted Michelle Lynn Korfman at a mall in Las Vegas, and she was participating in the 17 magazine cover model search.
Oh shit, so she's legit like on the path to like, I am trying to be a model.
The creepiest part is there are pictures of him basically stalking her.
How? What do you mean?
Like at the mall search.
Oh, because they are documenting the 17 search. So mm-hmm. they can like pinpoint him. Like
I did that. Ew, I got into so the creepy. Fashion show for 17 magazine. Did I ever tell you about that?
Oh, no.
Do you remember when they did the fashion show for 17 magazine at the mall?
No.
Sorry, this is tooting my own horn. There were 10,000 women that applied for it. I didn't get it that year, but the next year they called me and they really? Were like, yeah.
Oh shit.
So me and like,
at which mall?
Southwest Plaza.
Oh really?
Yeah. So oh, like, damn. The next year they called us from New York. My mom obviously went with me.
Yeah.
Not to New York, but they came to Denver and they're like, right. we're doing the 17 fashion show. And we were looking through old photos and we were wondering if you would still be interested.
Oh,
so
what did you do?
I got to model clothes for like stores at the mall, like oh. Journeys.
Okay.
And Aeropostale, and I think I don't remember the other outfits, but there was like a lot of, I got to do prom dresses too.
Okay.
It was actually a really cool experience.
Nice.
And that was right before I got my back surgery. So in the pictures I look like I'm being sassy, but like my hips are just fucked up.
Oh god. Oh my god.
But yeah, so that was, so I was just like 17 magazine, but I'm telling you this because the scariest part about that was at that mall, there was thousands of teenage girls right. that were like watching the show and like, cause it was a big event. It was yeah. huge.
I didn't realize that this was like a thing, but that's like crazy that yeah. they have photos of him like
yeah
stalking her. There's that's a so
photo
eerie.
Of me in some 17 magazine. I didn't keep it.
Oh my god.
But yeah, there's photos of the fashion shows in 17 magazine. There's like a little
oh wow.
Did I never tell you about that?
No.
That was like the coolest thing ever. I was really that was like that.
That's pretty awesome.
Made me feel kind of
yeah.
I felt pretty because
I'm a model.
Well, I didn't. I was kind of embarrassed about it though because I like thought because I told like one girl that. I was like, I get to do that. And she's like, they probably felt bad for you. I was like, okay.
Wow, bitch.
Yeah, they felt bad for me. That out of 10,000 girls. And oh like, God. I'm one of eight picked. Yep. And she was like, they called me.
Teenage girls.
Yeah, oh my Jesus God, Christ. Right? Yeah. And she was like at the event and my like trying to hide from me. Oh, but wow. Yeah, it was... Yeah, they felt bad for me. That's why I did it. Anyway, so.
Wow.
But I just tell you that story because, like, it was.
A big deal.
It was a big deal. There was a thousands of teenage of girls. Yeah. So, like.
For him to, like, have
terrifying.
That.
Terrifying.
Yeah, like, the guts to, like, go into a place that is that filled with people and do his predatory teenage girls. Work. Like.
Yeah.
That's
they really, all wanted to be a model.
That's really scary.
They were all dressed really pretty, so they're like, ah,
I mean, that's like his target audience,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, 1,000,000%, and that's what's scary. But some malls, because they didn't know where he was, but they knew this was happening, and they were like, do not have events where teenage girls are gathering. This is,
yeah.
This is, like, scary. So, yeah, there's pictures of, like, live photos of him watching her and stalking her.
Ew.
And her body was found in Southern California mid-May, a month and a half later.
He's doing a lot of driving.
I know.
You know?
Like, a lot of just constant, like...
I wonder... I don't think he's, like, sleeping, right? Like, for him to be driving
he's
this
He's probably
much,
sleeping in the car. He's probably, like, pulling over on the side, like, of the highway.
I mean, he's having, like, an episode or something. Like, something yeah. is... wrong
because that's like, why I'm naming the dates wrong. And like the circumstances because yeah. I couldn't tell you a story that's like very like put together because it'd be way
well,
too
it's
long
it's a whole spree
yeah it's spree
yeah
so on April 4th 3 days later he abducted Tina Marie Rizzico and she lived in Southern California and he actually ended up traveling with her for a while. He ended up liking her a lot and he even used Tina to help him abduct other victims.
Oh god.
And I'll get into, like, the what? Psychology behind that because I know you're like, what the fuck? But
is it like...
But hold your yeah. comments about her till the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So April 10th, 6 days later, with the help of Tina, he abducted Danette Sue Wilt. She was at a mall in Indiana. That's how much driving they did.
Yeah,
they were like, in Las Vegas, Southern California, and now they're in Indiana. And they abducted her, and Tina drove the car to New York... while Chris assaulted Donette the whole time.
Oh, my God.
And he took her to a forest, Donette, where he attempted to strangle her to death. She acted dead.
Good for her.
Yep.
Good job.
And Tina and Christopher drove away. And a little bit after they left, she flagged down a trucker and ended up surviving. And Christopher had a feeling she wasn't dead and drove back to find her no longer
feeling?
There.
What a psycho.
Yeah, he was like, she's alive.
Oh my God.
So he drove back and he found out she wasn't there. And She told the police that he had told her they were going to Canada. Because the police are like, where do you think he is now? Yeah. She's like, well, they said he was going to Canada. Okay. So,
well, that's a good tip.
Yeah. So while still in New York, Christopher and Tina abducted Beth Elaine Dodge. She helped him, Tina helped him, by driving his car, and he drove Beth's Pontiac Firebird, and he drove to a gravel pit. Christopher shot her, and it's believed he did this to steal her car.
Oh, whoa.
So he didn't, it's not believed that he sexually assaulted her, because I'm like, this is the one person, but they think he did it just to steal her car, because, like, probably, because he assumed... And this is what I'm thinking. This wasn't facts, but I'm assuming Donette saw his car and he's, since she survived, he's like, gotta switch and get a new car. Because if you realized, he kind of steals a car once somebody survives. Because right after the woman switch. He locked in the, So then he drove to Boston with Tina and got her a plane ticket to go back home. Many people questioned Tina on why she helped him, and she said she was scared and wanted to live, and it was easier to help him than to fight it.
Right.
Plus, she was also a teen. So she was like, well, I could have driven it away with the car instead of, like,
but it's also him, like,
but then he would hunt me down.
She was in survival mode, and, like, she realized that was the only way that she would survive is by helping him. And he, for whatever reason...
That's what I was like, hold your comments on Tina, because everyone's like, Tina's the worst. I'm like, Tina was probably so scared.
Oh my God,
she just cooperated with him.
Yeah.
And shockingly, he ended up actually liking
her. Yeah, for some reason, he, like, accepted her as, like, a, I don't know, a partner? Friend?
Yeah, yeah.
That's weird.
So, on Wikipedia, I like to look at Wikipedia because it kind of tells you the story. And granted, like, I do go fact check it, but it's good to kind of get an outline of the story. Oh, yeah.
Wikipedia is great.
So, I went to Wikipedia, and there is a huge, and I mean huge, list of people that he could potentially have murdered.
Whoa.
And they all fit the profile, but, like, there's no cause.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me all the people I just told you about were the only victims.
Oh, no. This guy was, like, spree crazy. Killing.
Yeah. So, and how fast the victims we do know.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was fine with doing that multiple times a day.
Sure.
So there's, like, a huge list of victims. I didn't count, but I would say probably 100 that they assume he could have been behind. And you can't tell me at least one or two of those aren't. But, you know, those runaways, they just, runaways be running away. So, the last one was known was beginning of April. So on April 13th, he was in New Hampshire, and he actually had decided to go to Canada. So he stopped at a gas station and asked for directions to Canada. And at this point, people, because of the survivors, they had kind of a lookout.
Yeah.
And they were informed that he was possibly going to Canada.
Right.
Because they were told, like, that.
Be on the lookout. So they kind of,
be on the lookout. And two state troopers for New Hampshire were just kind of hanging around. And their names were Leo Jellison and Wayne Fortier. And they
At the gas station?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they approached Wilder, who ran to his car, and they were like, we have some questions for you. And it was a Colt Python 357 Magnum. I don't know much about guns. I know that Ruger is a gun company, and that is what I know.
I'm gonna be honest, I thought you were talking about a car. And no. I was like, oh, yeah, of course.
Colt Python. Okay, well, maybe I know more about guns than Danita. Yeah. So there's that.
So we had a gun. Okay.
Jellison was able to grab Wilder from behind. And in the scuffle of both of them, some shots were fired.
Oh, shit.
The first bullet hit Wilder. It's not sure if he was trying to commit suicide or if he was doing suicide by cop.
Oh. God damn it, this guy died. I hate him.
So Jellison was a badass. He tried to grab Wilder, and some shots were fired, and the first bullet hit Wilder, went through him, hit Jellison.
What?
Second bullet hit Wilder in the chest. Wilder died.
Boo. I wanted him to, like,
Jellison
suffer.
Jellison was wounded, but full recovery.
Okay, good.
Thank God. And in his possession, there is a book called The Collector.
Never heard of it.
Okay, so basically, have you ever heard of the movie The Collector? It's loosely based on that.
I feel like it sounds familiar. Is it like a John Grisham book or something?
It's John Fallis.
Oh.
And it might be Fowles. I'm not sure. So, guy keeps a woman in his cellar against her will.
Oh.
And she dies, and that was found in his possessions. And if you think about it, kind of what he was about.
Wait, and what? The book was found in his possessions? Yes. Is what you're saying? Okay, so
he's... And, like, it's kind of like what he did. He held women against their will, and they die.
He liked that.
So they were like, that's weird.
Okay, creep.
So his body was sent to Florida. It kind of alludes that, like, nobody wanted his body, which, why would you? And he actually ended up having an estate worth over $7 million.
Whoa. Because
if you remember, he was a really... He did it all. Like, yeah. He did it all, and not in a good way. Like, he did it all. And...
Dang, that's insane. I was wondering this whole time, I'm like, how is this man, like, paying for this? To just, like, travel across the country?
I know, because... Well, then you forget. That's why I'm like... But the real estate is such a blip. It's like, quick, he was real estate. He was successful. Well, yeah, he had a few million dollars. Apparently really
successful.
Yeah, so 2 years after his spree, 1986, a arbitrator took all the money and split it amongst the victims and their families.
Wow, that's amazing.
So it doesn't bring their family members back.
But at least they get a
But they something. Got they got some good money from that. But yeah, again, there's some people that he did do stuff to, and we don't know who they are.
Right.
So, and you can't tell me we know all the victims. That there's no way.
There's no way.
No way.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the story of Christopher Wilder, which is, I'm not trying to be cute, but it's wild that we don't know the story.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of the lessons we've taken from this, like, do not get into a random person's car.
For sure.
And if a guy tells you get his card. And look up his company.
Yeah.
If you really want to be a model, hey guys, if you want to be a model, you're not allowed to eat. It's so much
easier now, though. Like in the 80s, like people, like
you had to have the right connections. Like, what now you can do?
Look on in the phone book, you know, like there's
modeling agency.
Yeah. Like how
you had to know people.
You're not going to like be able to fact check if he's legit or not. Like you just have to take people at their word. Now you can like look people up and you can find every little bit about their life. But like,
yeah,
there wasn't the internet. So you like, if someone says it, you're just like, yeah, okay. Like,
yeah. And models are like influencers.
Yeah.
They're a lot of them are self-made. You know?
And everyone wanted to be, you know, like it's that like allure of like fame and being rich and just like, you know, being found, right? Yeah. Like, oh, I was discovered.
Well, I wanted to be a model, but I had model proportions at one point. I mean, but like, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And I had a little taste of it and I did not like it because I was 16 years old and they were tearing down everything about me.
Yeah.
And like, I can't imagine doing that for your whole life, just being constantly torn down.
Yeah.
Like, no thanks. So
that's scary. I'm like bummed that he just like,
I know,
almost like got out easy.
Yeah.
But I am happy that the victims got some money.
Yeah. And I'm glad some victims did survive.
Yeah.
And hopefully they got the help they needed.
Yeah.
Because that would definitely like you would need some serious like counseling help after that.
Yeah. Like that's how do you recover from something like that? I don't know
if you just, you know, can, but we'll post pictures on our Instagram, which is Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram.
If you have any stories or anything that you want to share with us, you can email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
We're also on Facebook and TikTok, and we need to upload some stuff. We'll eventually be better at the social media thing.
Yeah, we'll get Mark to help us.
There's been a lot going on. Yeah, we're going to get Mark to do our stuff and help us and grow us so you can actually see us and be like, oh, Kim did have model proportions once. I'll try to see if I can find some pictures of me at the thing and I'll like post them.
Yeah, I bet your mom has some.
Oh, she scrapbooked the shit out of that.
Scrapbooked the shit out of 17 magazine.
But yeah,
All right. Well, until next time, friends, self-care yourself.
Self-care for yourself.
Okay, bye.
Bye.